Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
It must have been way too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
The gang's all here.
Yeah. All right. We're back. It's been about a month, right? Yeah, right before the tournament. Right before you guys, you know, flew out to Tampa for March Madness.
Been too long.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Been that long. Wow.
Yeah. This is recap.
Tomorrow's the last day in April and we sleep in May, so
yeah, it's crazy how we gotcha. Yeah, it, like April's already done. We last pod we did was end of March and middle of March, I think. Wow, it's been really a while. We got a lot to recap. I like to argue that April is like
April
I don't know.
flew by.
It flew by, but it is one of like the better sports months. I think it's kind of underrated. I think people think
100%.
Yeah, I think people think of October or I don't know.
I'm on a 3-week high. I went from what do we start with? We went from the Masters to WrestleMania.
Well, you
to
missed
the
one.
NFL,
you choose
the
you
NFL draft.
You missed one. March Madness.
Oh, the week before that. Yeah.
Yeah, because
I'd say that was a pretty big one.
Yeah, because the tourney floats into April. The Final Four and the championship.
Final Four, the Masters, WrestleMania, and NFL Draft.
Incredible. And then, you know, I mean, if you're a baseball fan, baseball starts, and NBA playoffs start. So.
Huge.
Get a little bit of everything. Yeah, it's great. The tournament was great. I mean, it was definitely a good one, I think, especially that UConn-Duke game. That will go down. It's an all-timer, right? I mean, and then Michigan gets their, second title?
Second, yep.
It's hard to believe that Fab Four didn't win. Fab Five. Why did I say Fab Four? What the fuck? Is that like a rap group or something?
The core four.
You're right. I got those two mixed up. But yeah, the Fab Five didn't win it. The timeout that they never had.
Well, this was kind of like a throwback to that, except if the Fab Five was all like in their 60s.
Yeah, wasn't the entire team like NIL pretty much?
Yeah, their best player was like 29.
Their whole entire team was transfers pretty much. Like, literally everybody.
Yep. And it's happening again. Michigan's doing it again.
Yep.
Ugh, crazy. Great. Good coach, though. I like Dusty. Dusty May is right. That's his name.
Yeah, he's classy, handles it well, unlike that other douchebag on the sideline.
We talk
about Mr. Hurley.
I can't believe Hurley got back there, though. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That was crazy.
I'm telling you, he won't win another one. You'll see.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, you heard it here.
I stick by that. Yeah, right. He's going to go to the pros soon.
Probably. And then the
I feel like cause okay. I don't think he'll have the same effect as the pros. Like, he can't
yell at people.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's a mess. But, like, apparently, within the industry, they all expect him to go. But it's got to be the East Coast.
Do you think if you headbutt a ref in the NBA, he'd get away with it?
Imagine him versus, like, Scott Foster.
Oh, that'd be legendary. Legendary. I do wonder, because, like, you know, Thibs, like, you know, he would kind of yell at the players and stuff, but I guess he's a little older, so would garner a little bit more respect than a Hurley?
Yeah, because he's been there for so long.
Right.
And I think he does it in, like, a more respectful way. Like, he says what's got to be said and moves on.
Right.
I feel like Hurley would like insult like your like family or something.
yeah, that would be interesting. But yeah, good tourney. And then the Masters, Rory does it again.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. Juice, did you bet him? Like, what did you think
going
into it?
No, because I mean, like, when you think about it, it hasn't been done since what, 2001 or 2000?
Yeah, Tiger.
It's only been done four other times.
Or three or four other.
It was three other times. Three other times.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think there was any shot. I thought he was just going to come in and kind of coast but when he had that first round, he was the leader after the first round. He never starts out hot at the Masters. I was like, oh boy.
Yeah. And he almost blew it.
Yeah. I mean, that's typical Rory. But yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. What do you think about, apparently he was practicing there like a month prior. Is that true?
Yeah, but everybody has that.
Everyone
access.
Does that? Okay.
Yeah. Everyone has that.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I don't penalize him for that. And then who won WrestleMania? What was like the big thing?
The big match was the champion was CM Punk versus Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns got the belt back. So Roman Reigns is your champion.
Okay. The bloodline thing, right?
Yeah.
He's coming out with some sneakers, I heard.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Jordan 14s.
Oh. I had no idea he played football for Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Roman Reigns.
A lot of these guys, yeah. Goldberg and The Rock, obviously.
Brock Lesnar,
yep.
Yeah, they were showing like hits that Roman Reigns did in college. He was insane. Like, it looked like a wrestling move.
It was wild. And Brock Lesnar retired.
Oh, he did. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah. And then what else? Baseball start. Mets. Have the Mets won a game? In like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Oh man!
I think they got one recently.
They're so bad.
Oh man, yeah, brutal.
Juan Soto.
Yep. Yeah, he looks like he could care less too. He got his money. He's just chilling. He just looks like he could care. He'd rather be anywhere else. It's
20 more years, pretty much.
It's like, terrible. It's terrible.
He's stuck there.
I heard he doesn't talk to the players. They don't talk to him.
Yeah, like, it's awkward.
A really bad situation.
Yeah, it's
he definitely regrets it, 100%.
Yeah, man, the Mets they invent ways to just be embarrassing. It's bad. I mean, we could talk about the Jets and some other teams, but the Mets, I don't know. it's like brutal. And then the Bronx, Yankees doing pretty good,
Pretty good.
They're looking pretty good.
Pitching.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But we got to really. I think the two main focuses of this pod, we're going to talk about the draft. We're going to the NFL draft. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs. A little later, I'm going to give some derby picks.
Oh yeah,
I'm super excited for that.
Yes, it's a tough one. I'm just gonna warn you. But yeah, let's start with. A lot of opinions on this. It's still ongoing, but this whole. This like overtook the draft. There was a few weeks there where like I forgot the draft was even happening because of this Russini Vrabel shit, which is just like the layers to this is like insane. Did you guys see the the season ticket holder meeting today?
Vrabel got like the big standing ovation.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I guess how are they supposed to react? The guy just took them to the Super Bowl, but like this guy had a 6-year affair. He's got kids, a wife.
My opinion on this whole thing is okay, they had an affair, right? Like one in four marriages, people have an affair. They didn't work together exactly. It didn't really affect his job. It didn't really affect her job, I don't think. I just feel like we just like to tear people down in society. So to me, I don't even understand. I understand why it's a news story. I just don't understand why it's a situation where she's got to leave her position, and it's like he's got to go to counseling, and he can't go to the draft because of this stuff. Like I know it's bad PR and stuff like that, but in reality, what does this really affect? Just feels like it should have been left private. But
I think people just want them to be punished. It's like.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know. This is how I look at it. If the Giants, if he was my coach of the Giants, and I found this out, but I just went to the Super Bowl, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, all right, let's go win the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
If John Harbaugh took us to the Super Bowl, I wouldn't care if he was plowing my mom.
I think
you just want him to coach the football team. Right?
That's it. Like, that's it.
Yeah. I think what people are like, the issue could be is a collusion aspect, right?
The sourcing. Like, yeah. With the info. What is she pumping out? That sort of thing that, like, she tweeted about Tony, you know, Morgan Moses, right?
Yeah.
From the Jets.
Yep. Lyman.
He signed with the Patriots. She put out a thing saying the Jets are, you know, trying hard to get him back, but league sources say he's like leaning towards another team. She had the Patriots logo on like the very bottom corner of that tweet of his picture. She was definitely getting info from Vrabel.
Had to.
100%.
Had to have
been. Yeah, but even still, like, what does that matter?
You know, I think you can't have, if you're the Athletic, you can't have your top reporter banging.
Yeah, it's just conflict of interest.
Yeah, you know what? I guess it's worse for her. That's true.
Conflict
of
interest.
It's very bad. Like, yeah. Sources, like, you have to. Yeah, it's tricky.
And I mean, the biggest revelation, right, was, you know, because everyone thought, oh, maybe it's just like a recent thing. And then you see the photos from 2020. What was it, like a week before the COVID hit? Before the lockdowns and everything? They're at a bar together. And then she, you know, she had her, what was it? People are starting to link her first son named Michael. And then there's all these tweets about her. I don't know. She posted some rap line from some rapper that says Mike Vrabel. And it's just like, I don't know, it looks really bad for her. I mean, it looks bad for both. But really bad for her.
I wonder if she'll come back, like... Will she get a podcast? Will she go to Barstool?
Well, I'm seeing people support her. I mean, Lebatard, Stugatz, like, I think those guys are still supporting her. I saw, was it Chris Carter, I think? He was just on somewhere. Like, I think she still has, like, people in the industry that are, like, behind her.
It's just the public will always
the public
be
humiliation.
Ripping on her. Yeah. It's always going to be a thing.
It's bad. I mean, it dominated my Twitter timeline for, like, a while there, and it was just like... Man, you know, like, yeah, what she did was terrible. What he did was terrible. But, like, god damn, like, people are just ripping them apart.
It's the families.
I feel bad for the family. I mean, the kids are young. Vrabel's kids, I think, are a little older, but her kids are young. And one of them might be his, which is really crazy. Obviously, we won't know that for a while. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what goes on from here. It looks like he's still going to be the coach. There was rumors he was going to resign, but I don't think that's happening. That'd be wild. Yeah.
But why couldn't he go to day three of the draft?
He said he was going to be with his family or something.
Yeah, it was something about counseling.
Counseling, get a heal. It's like, what about just that day? Like,
what if his wife sucks that day?
What's that? Is that you, Juice?
What if his wife just really sucks?
I mean, who knows what goes on?
Who knows?
I mean, if she really sucked, he probably wouldn't have an affair. Yeah,
that's true.
Zing, zing. But like, also, like, on the other side of it, like a 6-year affair, both of them just like break up with whoever you're with and be together.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, if they make a movie about that, like if there was a movie made about this, yeah, like they would just like split up with their current partners and just get together and live happily ever after. But once you get the kids involved, it's like, ugh, that's where it gets. It's sad. It really is sad, the whole situation. But, yeah, she deleted her social media. I don't know if, she may have to look into another line of work, quite honestly. But he'll be fine. So,
yeah, he'll be good.
Professionally, at least.
Yeah.
So. But if you win in the NFL, they'll overlook anything. But once you start losing, that's the end.
Oh, yeah. Now there's a lot more pressure for him
be successful. If he starts, like, slow this year, the fans are going to be on him. Because of this shit that you did. Like, he blew it.
And, if they were 5-12 this year, you might have got canned.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, they'll turn on him quick.
Oh, yeah. Those fans? New England? Big time. Big time. So, anyway. But yeah, the draft. Everyone's saying the Jets and the Giants crushed it. They had the best drafts. I mean, do you guys agree? I like the Jets draft. I'm not like head over heels about it. I don't know. What do you think, Paul?
So with the Jets. Okay, start with the Jets.
Okay. No, like I like it. Bailey. I wanted either Bailey or Reese, which is fine. And I definitely wanted offense, and they did that. You know, back to back.
Yeah,
Sadiq and Cooper. finally, you know, like really good measurables, like crazy speed. Ponds looked like an Aaron Gunn clone from back in his day.
Yeah.
And they all came from, you know, top winning programs, Indiana, Oregon.
That's right.
Texas Tech.
Yeah. All good teams.
Two guys from Indiana.
Yeah.
And like they played against each other. Sadiq said that Ponds is like the toughest guy that he went against in the slot. So, yeah, I liked everything except for the Klubnik thing, but whatever. Maybe, you know, he was rated very high before this year, right?
Yeah, he was.
He just had a terrible year. I didn't really get the just giving away 2 4ths or whatever.
That
but,
was weird, yeah.
You know, if he turns out to be good, then even just a good backup, it's worth it. So it's worth the risk, I guess. Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't someone who was telling me? Maybe it was my dad. I didn't realize this. Dan Marino had like a really good junior year, and then his senior year he kind of sucked. But he went first anyway. He went like first round anyway. But he like dropped a little bit. I don't know. Would you know,
did
Adam? Marino, you're kind of like a.
Did know, Marino go like 25?
Yeah,
like late first, right?
I think so, right? But he was supposed to be like,
passed on him. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, he was supposed to be like a top pick. Where was Dan Marino
drafted? But with Klubnik, like they had 10 guys drafted Clemson, and they were terrible. Like they were not good this year.
Yeah,
it was just like something was off with them, and I think he was hurt a lot of the year too. They were saying,
"Well, that team they were terrible." They remember they were supposed to be like one of the better teams.
Yeah, and... top two.
Pre-season. Yeah, so I mean, there's only so much you can do. Yeah, he was picked. Yeah, 27th overall pick.
Yeah,
because he regressed, I guess that senior year. So you never know. you never know, but And then I honestly, after the Klubnik pick, I wasn't that tuned in. I mean, any of the other late round picks, decent.
They got a big, like a really big guard from Miami. He's a monster.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the D tackle, I forget where he's from.
Oh, Florida State.
He was the fourth round. Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks good. And then like a safety from, I think, Kansas State.
Yes. Yep.
And like, yeah, he dropped like 100 spots on the big board. So like, they got good value, but you know, these are all dart throws.
They got all the positions though that at least I like wanted. I was like, they need an edge, definitely get a receiver, get a corner, get a safety. Like they kind of fulfilled. I think they should get a quarterback every time just until you find your franchise. You know, so
yeah.
You know, I thought they fulfilled every and that Sadiq the freak. I mean, the guy could play tight end and receiver, so I love that. Yeah. You know,
no, he's a freak.
So we'll see. But yeah, the G-men, you guys. I think you're excited, right?
Yeah, to me, it's like the biggest cardinal sin you could do if you're like a bad football team is you start taking by needs, right? You start drafting because, oh, I need this. Let me draft that. I need this. Let me draft that. So I think what the Giants did really well was they're just like, let's take the best player on the board, right?
Yeah.
So, like, Reese is the number one guy on the board. Do they need a defensive end? Technically. Do they need another pass rusher? Probably not. But they took him. You know what I mean? Was offensive line their biggest need? I think Pro Football Focus ranked their line 9th last year. So maybe not. But... If they have him as their guy, take the guy. And I think they did that each and every pick. The corner they took in round 2, a lot of guys had projected in round 1. So I think they, you know, Malachi looks like he's going to be a monster at wide receiver. So I think they did good in just getting value with every pick. And then hopefully Harbaugh can coach him up. And I really like what they did in this draft.
Okay. Juice?
Yeah, I don't think you could have said it any better. I'm excited about, you know, Reese playing. He's going to play the Will. He's going to play weak side linebacker. They can pair him up with Abdul Carter. We got Trumaine Edwards. So that's a vet that could train these young guys up. You still got Kayvon Thibodeau on the edge. Brian Burns is still there. I think we might get 70 sacks. We might also give up a million points in the secondary. But, I think they did really well.
Okay. Yeah, Reese. That was kind of a shocker, no?
Yeah, that he dropped. I thought he was going to go. Every mock had him two or even three.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go five. That's great.
Salah, like, passed him.
Yeah, they took Tate, which you didn't really hear. It's so funny because Jeremiah Smith's so good. You didn't really hear too much about Tate.
He
goes four.
I saw Tate going like 13.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That was kind of crazy. Especially, yeah, because Salah's, you know, defensive guy. It's, you know. But,
The other thing is you think about the trade, right? We traded a guy who didn't want to be here, played like shit last year, wanted the GM fired, and the guy we traded him for gets on stage and says, "I'll die for the quarterback."
Yeah, that was.
I mean, that's what you want. You know, that's pretty cool. You want to talk about culture change, like get guys that want to be Giants.
Yeah,
you
know? That guy seems like a psycho, but in a good way.
Yeah,
exactly. I can't believe they got the top 10 pick for Lawrence.
Yeah, that's
incredible. I mean, he was so crazy. Bad.
Robbery. Yep.
He was like mid 20s, like
25
yards rushing last year.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. 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 So,
how do you pronounce the offensive tackle? His name, Mayuga?
Maui Noah.
Maui Noah.
There's Maui like Noah. An N in, there's no N in the last name, but that's how you say it. Maui Noah. Francis Maui Noah. CC Maui Noah.
I think he's got a brother on the Jets, right?
Yeah, the linebacker.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a back. He started a few games because of the injuries this year.
Oh,
he's not
interesting.
Bad.
Okay.
He's from Miami, too.
So that's cool. They're both in Jersey together.
Yeah, I'm sure they love that.
Yeah.
Dope.
That's cool. So who else had a good draft? I mean, anything else that kind of stood out in the draft?
I think the Browns had a really good one.
Who'd they take? They had the ninth pick, right?
It's all like people I wanted too.
They got two monster wide receivers.
Oh,
yeah,
did
they got
who'd they get? Oh, they got Tyson. Right?
And they got Denzel Boston.
They got the tackle Boston. From Utah with the first pick, Fano. KC Concepcion is nasty from A&M, and Denzel Boston, the receiver from Washington.
Okay. Is that Boston the is that the son?
Correct. Yep.
Of the jacked David
Boston.
Yeah, that guy was like a monster. Yeah. He was like a bodybuilder, not a football player. Okay. So the Brownies. Who's gonna be the starting quarterback for the Brownies? Is it Shador?
No, I would think Shador.
Wow. Look at that. Okay. Okay. Mendoza goes to it's so funny, Mendoza and Kirk Cousins are the quarterbacks. Vegas, like, they couldn't be the like the two like most God loving, corny, like good guys in Sin City. That's gonna be
like
funny.
They're trying to stage the locker room.
Yeah. So that should be interesting. I'm trying to think what else kind of stood out. But was Pittsburgh a good draft city? I thought so. Football city, you know.
Yeah,
it was so many people.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how many people go to those things.
What if it rained?
I know. I'm telling you, there's going to be a year. It's going to pour, and it's going to be real not enjoyable. Because I mean, you're just standing out there like watching players get picked. You know, it's not like I don't know. If it's not good weather, that can't be fun, to be honest.
Like, what do they have? Do they have, like, food trucks there? Do they have, like, mini bars?
Well, you guys
like,
have been to drafts, right? Adam, Josh?
The NBA.
Only NBA, though, right?
A bunch of NBA drafts, yeah.
And that's
I've never gone to the NFL.
Because NFL, like, there was 100,000 people there. Like, it looked like a festival, you know? So.
I wonder if they would do that for like, in New York, but, like, in the Meadowlands parking lot. Do you think they'd ever do that? Probably not, right?
I'm trying to think where they would have it. Yeah, maybe.
No, like in the parking lot. Just
in MetLife?
Yeah, like the Meadowlands parking lot. I don't know.
I don't see it.
I don't think so.
No, it would be terrible because it's like, it's, you know, you got to take like drive or mass transit. Like, I think you have to have it like downtown in like a smaller city like that.
It's too ugly too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be terrible. But like Pittsburgh's good. What did they do? Detroit last year. Like these are good cities to do it in, I think.
Green Bay? Did they do Green Bay?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Green Bay last year. Detroit, I think, was the year before that. But yeah, these smaller, yeah, Nashville. Have they done it there?
They did.
That was a few years ago, right? Yeah, those are like good cities to do it. You know, where the stadiums like downtown and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? What else of note from the draft? Anything?
Were there any big shocks? I don't think. No one really dropped. There was no controversy.
No.
Downs dropping was a big one, going to Cowboys.
I think a lot of people thought this was a weak draft.
It is.
A lot of people say next year's draft is where all the talent is.
Well, definitely quarterbacks, yeah, next year.
The Ohio State boys stayed in the NFC East. You got Sonny Styles in Washington and Downs in Dallas.
That's right.
That'll be fun.
That's right. Yeah, four Ohio State guys went in, like, what, the first 11 picks or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four of them. Yeah. Mekhi Lemon, we thought the Jets were going to take him at 16. He drops to...
The biggest surprise was Ty Simpson going to the Rams so early.
Oh yeah, that was a big one.
And so wait, what was that blown out of proportion? McVay kind of like
I don't think so. I think he wanted no parts of him. He's got like a year or two left with Stafford. He wants to draft a guy who's going to help win now.
Like a starter. Yeah, like a
right.
Yeah,
like
a win now guy.
That makes sense.
McVay keeps hinting there are a lot of rumors that he doesn't want to coach. Like, he wants to be the next John Madden. Like, he'll be on Monday Night Football calling the games.
I could see that. He seems like a personality type. I could see him. I could see him doing that. Yeah, because wasn't there like a rumor like a few years ago he was good, like after they won it.
That
he was going to leave
coaching.
He's so young though. Like, I just can't see him.
Yeah, but his wife is so hot.
I mean, she is pretty. Yeah, she's a looker for sure. But yeah, that makes sense. The 13th pick, you take a quarterback who won't even see the field for possibly 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
And they're a win now team too. So,
yep.
Yeah, I could see why he'd be annoyed by that. But Lemon, back to Lemon. So I guess what happened? He was on the phone with the Steelers. They were gonna
was it a prank?
Well, no. They were gonna pick him. And then like while they were on the phone with him, they traded the pick or something.
he was on the phone with the Steelers, and as he's on the phone with the Steelers, the Eagles were calling him, and he's like, "Why are the Eagles calling me?"
Yeah,
picks up the phone, and they were like, "Oh no, the Eagles just traded for you." So he was all confused, but yeah.
Did the guy on the Steelers who called him like not realize? Like,
I don't know.
Like, wait, that had to be awkward, but yeah, it's funny. So
he's gonna tear it up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I would have liked him, but you know, I'm excited for Sadiq the Freak. So let's see. So now no football for now. We're in like the dark months.
You get the rookie camp
of the NFL. There's like nothing for the next two, three months. You know.
Yeah, draft is such a cock tease.
Yeah, draft, and then it's just like you gotta wait till training camp.
Yeah,
mid July or whatever.
Well, the rookies, you get the rookie mini camp, I think, in April.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, May.
Okay, that's something. This June, there's like literally like nothing. I feel like.
Yeah.
That's like the 1 month. Yeah. So, should we pivot over to NBA?
Oh, sure.
Okay. The Knickies, they gave us a little scare there, but I think they're good.
Still worried.
Are you? The last two, two games.
I think they'll lose tomorrow.
Really?
I feel pretty good about the Knicks.
And then game seven, it's like, whatever. I don't know. Anything can happen.
I don't know. I think definitely.
But they'll win.
Definitely games two and three, it was like, uh-oh. Remember when we were all saying it? We're like, yeah, fuck this team. Blow it up. It's over. But they really rebounded in game four. And then, last night. Holy shit. You know, like. Complete dominance. I don't know. I think they figured something out.
Yeah, they've blown them out twice. They had a huge lead game two.
Yeah.
They lost by 1 point in each game. And, you know, they got nothing from, like, Bridges and...
Right. Yeah, he's been a dud. Complete dud. And with him being
Adam,
a dud, it's...
Adam, I see you grinning from here.
Oh, yeah. I hate that cocksucker.
Yeah. You know...
Nick Vance, too.
He's such a pussy.
Dude,
I can't stand him now.
Yeah, he's just been a complete. I mean, Brunson was awesome last game, but before that, he'd been like, eh. Cat's been like the best player. Oh, or OG, yes. Maybe.
Cat and OG.
They've been amazing. Deuce hasn't been that bad. Mitch has been awesome.
Hart.
But now he's.
Clarkson's actually been pretty good, too.
Yeah, Clarkson's been a surprise because I feel like he wasn't getting that much time, like, second half of the year.
No, he stepped it up.
And now all of a sudden, he's like a rotation player again.
But Cat, when he's locked in, yeah.
Yeah, even his defense has been good. It's like, maybe he figured something out. I don't know. I love it. Keep it going.
I think that Cat will be a really tough matchup for Boston round two.
Yeah, Kata can't guard him. Garza.
They got issues in the middle of the Celtics.
I think the Celtics, we might have talked about this before. I have a feeling they may blow it up at, like, and, you know, unless they win it. But, like, I feel like the Brown-Tatum tandem, it's got to hit ahead at some point, right? Like, this, I think this might be it. No?
Yeah.
I don't know. They got their title.
I think they may just retool it. They just need a big man.
They do need a big
man. Supposed to be Vucevic, but he's been crap.
No.
They can't play him. He's
terrible.
He can't guard anyone.
You ever hear Vucevic talk? This is kind of random. You ever hear him talk?
No.
He sounds like a California preppy.
He's like not what you expect. You expect like some accent to come out, you know, like European, whatever he is. And it's like, yeah, he's full-blown like American. I was like shocked. Anyway, proceed. Keep going. And just a side note, I found that out recently and I was kind of surprised. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I think the Celtics will still win that series, but I don't know. I think the Knicks should take
tomorrow,
care of
business. Right?
Yeah.
Philly?
Well, Knicks play tomorrow. There's a Philly Celtics game, six
I think
as well.
Both are on.
Okay. And then, yeah, I mean, it looks like if the Knicks can get to the Eastern Conference Finals, they can avoid the Pistons, which is pretty awesome. I mean, there's like no excuses.
I have a feeling Detroit's gonna come back in that series.
Do you? Okay.
I do too. Especially because if Wagner didn't get hurt, I'd say Orlando. But
oh yeah, Franz got hurt. That's right.
And they're winning. They're winning tonight. And then basically, if they win in Game Six, like they're not gonna lose at home. Game Seven.
Right. Okay. And then who
but
wins?
They're super. Like they, I feel like they've kind of regressed as the years gone on.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
and especially like playoffs is different. So, Durin, like, who's their second scorer?
That's true.
Who? Tobias Harris? You're relying on him?
That's true. They really don't have like a second. Yeah, you're right. And then Raptors, Cavs, 2-2. Raptors up 4 right now.
Yep.
So
shout out to Lorne. He's at that game.
Oh, nice. So is he like a Cavs fan? Is he like a Cavs fan now?
That's his second team.
Oh, he's made official? Like, this is my official second team?
Yeah, because his wife's a diehard Cavs fan.
Okay,
so.
All right. Okay.
His wife's a bigger Cavs fan than I'm a Knicks fan.
Oh, she's like that big. Diehard. Wow. Okay, Browns too. Guardians? Like the whole shebang, Cleveland?
They're really Ohio. Ohio State,
Buckeyes. Okay, wow.
Yep.
All right. OH. Yeah, none of these. I mean, the Pistons obviously scare me, but I'm looking at these four teams. They don't really like the Cavs. Don't scare me. Knicks kind of own the Raptors this year. Magic used to scare me, but not anymore. I don't know.
Healthy, they do for me. I don't know.
Yeah,
They seem to play the Knicks really tough. Like
they do. Like the last like how many years? But
they muck it up. They're very physical. They get under their skin.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, if we lose to the Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals, I'll lose my mind. Like that would just be like,
oh please, yeah, don't.
Yeah. Oh my god, that would be the worst ever. Like we have our shot to go to the finals, and we lose to the fucking Magic. You know.
You know, I'm not saying they're gonna win the series, right? But you look at that Philly team, right? And like, if Paul George is playing pretty good, Maxi is not playing his best, but you get Maxi Edgecombe, and then Embiid plays like he did last night, and you're like,
Grimes
too.
They have like as much talent as anyone.
They have a good team. I've been saying all year, if they're healthy, I want no parts of them.
Pretty scary.
Yeah, they're scary.
They're just never healthy. But
yeah,
it's tough.
That's the problem.
They are loaded though with talent.
Yeah. Yeah. And then out west, like it kind of sucks. Like thinking about, you know, hey, you know, Knicks got a real shot to make the finals here. But if they do, I mean, they have zero chance against the Thunder. Like that team is probably repeating, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like let's see what they do against let's see what they do against San Antonio.
I guess Spurs do have their number. Knicks actually play really good against the Spurs, which is weird. And the Nuggets.
I'm thinking San Antonio.
Really? To go to the finals?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are really good. I just think the Thunder have their number. Spurs kind of have their number. Thunder have the Knicks number. Yeah, maybe we get a 99 repeat. Knicks Spurs. How about that?
That'd be something.
Knicks would win.
That'd be incredible. I think so. I mean, Knicks, they for some reason, they match up well against them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but they've done well against them. Like literally the only team I wouldn't want to see in the finals is the Thunder. I'd be like, there's no shot. I don't know what it is.
Well,
Knicks just
I'm just
can't
trying to get
them.
Paid on this Laker bet.
Oh yeah, that's right. You took them
5-1 on this series.
On the series, yeah. So they're up 3-1. I mean, they're winning the series.
And KD, he's out, no?
He's still out? Durant?
I think KD's out the door. He's not playing tonight, but he's out the door.
What's so crazy was he played like 70-something games this year.
He played the whole year. He was never hurt.
He was
their best player by far.
That's so crazy. So he just got like, I mean, he must be seriously hurt if he really can't get out there. He did it in practice,
diving for a ball.
Oh, my God.
And then he hurt his ankle again when he came back. I don't know.
That's terrible. Whole year, like, ready to go, and then that happens. Yeah. Oh, well.
I like Houston too, but no Durant, no Van Fleet.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah, forget it. But those guys,
I don't know. I'm looking at a KD reunion here in Brooklyn. I'm wondering,
is this really what's being talked about in Nets world? Man. Like, it might happen.
I think it might.
No way.
I think it might. I wouldn't rule it out. He left on good terms. They want to compete next year. Like, I don't know. I don't think teams are gonna be lining up the door to get him.
And he did love. He did love it here, like socially, right? Like he
liked it here. Yeah. He liked playing the Knicks. I mean, I seen him take pictures today for Nike with AJ. If the Nets were able to draft AJ, I mean, that might entice him. You know, so we'll see.
That'd be something.
What's his contract?
No. I don't think he's gonna cost much. Like, I don't think there's gonna be a lot of suitors for him.
Oh, but he's an unrestricted free agent?
No, I think he's you got to trade for him.
Ah, okay.
Let me look it up actually, but I don't see a scenario where like teams are banging down the door to get KD, especially with how he's been in every single locker room.
You don't think the Rockets just they're like we just had bad luck. Let's run it back. Like we'll be back in the playoffs next year, and hopefully
it just feels
he's
like
healthy.
He's out of there. It feels like he's out of there.
Oh, really? Is there stuff behind the scenes?
He's got a 2-year, $90 million extension that takes him through 28.
Didn't he also have the burner talking shit about like all the teammates?
Oh, yeah.
Talking about the whole team.
I forgot about that.
I saw some stuff like some of the teammates don't think he's even hurt. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that Jabari Smith is like, I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I don't know what his deal is. We don't see him.
Wait, he's not even at the games?
No, he's been at, I think it was practice. It was something like that. Like, he hasn't been, he wasn't around for some point.
He was rehabbing to the people.
During the rehab, yeah.
Juice, you were trying to say something?
No, I said he probably just doesn't talk to his teammates. Like, they're so much younger than him that he has nothing to talk
to
him about.
That is true. He's, like, way older than all of them. That's, like, a really young team.
But what I was going to say is, like, what about Bill Simmons, his expendables theory that LeBron would go to Golden State, Durant would go to Golden State, Steve Kerr comes back.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I just don't think KD would ever go back there.
Well,
under any scenario.
I
think Kawhi would be more likely to go there.
Ugh, hate Kawhi. I just don't see LeBron doing his farewell tour, whenever that is, to be honest. Like, in Golden State. I feel like he either does it in L.A., or he goes back to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
And does it there. You know? Like, people are like, oh, go to the Knicks. Like, no. Nah, like, he's going to want to, like, wherever he goes, he's going to want to do a farewell tour. And it's just like.
If he was smart, he would sign the minimum and go to New York. Just saying.
You would welcome it?
Hell yeah. For the minimum?
I mean, he still is playing at, like, a high level. It's a great. What game was I watching? I was watching one of the games this series. And
yeah, he'd be option 3 or 4, 5, whatever.
Right. Right. What was the game I was watching? He hit, like, a big shot, like to tie it or something, to go to overtime. And then they won. That might have been game 2 or game 3. I forget. But I don't know. It was just like, wow. This guy. Unbelievable. He does, though. He does, like, make a lot of bad plays and turnovers, but he's LeBron. He can do what he wants. So
He's a freak.
Yeah, he is a freak. 41 doing this, so pretty amazing. We're probably not going to see another LeBron in our lifetime.
He's had a lot of help with, like, performance-enhancing stuff, or no?
I think so. I mean, Adam, what do you think? I mean, you're in the LeBron? Fitness world. You're in the fitness world. What do you? He has to take something.
Yeah, I think he's on GH.
Okay. Yeah.
I would actually bet the house he's on GH.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember what was it? Crusher and Bob always had those rumors from back in Miami.
What would he say?
He always had the rumor. Like he got like receipts. He's like, I know that he's been on like HGH or whatever since the Miami days.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would. Like his doctor. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah.
I think like 70% NBA players are taking some.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But yeah, we'll probably never see another LeBron. I mean, he's...
No.
He really is. I don't want to... I hate the GOAT conversation. I hate it. I don't even want to do it. Anyway.
That's a whole other pod.
Yeah, no, I know. It's just sometimes you see some of these stats, like, you know, they'll just come up on my Twitter timeline. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, it's really amazing. But anyway.
At some point, and the same thing with Tom Brady, like when we talked about Tom Brady's the GOAT, I would always be like, no. But at some point, it just becomes undeniable when the numbers just keep piling up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Jordan had such a short career by comparison.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's like tough to compare them.
Because we were younger, but I looked at like Jordan as like not human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were so like just getting beat by him all the time as like a kid.
Right.
He had this mystique where you almost knew he was never going to lose.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I never felt ever at any point like he was going to lose.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't feel that with like LeBron. Like,
no, not at all.
I don't. But LeBron is just different. I guess it's just different. Yeah, it's just different. It's hard. That's why it's hard to compare, to have the conversation. I know.
I felt like that with Kobe.
Kobe
comparable to Jordan.
Yeah, that you can compare. I feel like for
also,
sure.
Also, like LeBron and Jordan, their games are so different.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, you can't compare.
It makes it even more complicated.
Yeah, you can't compare it. Yeah. So and LeBron need it. I think he maybe needs one more to even like have the whatever. This is silly.
What is he have? Three?
He's got 4, but one was the Mickey Mouse one. Four. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's got Cleveland, 2 in Miami, LA.
And the Mickey Mouse one, yeah, in LA. So I'm sure he I don't know. I mean, he hasn't indicated at all like when he's
going to
retire.
Let's go back with these rings. I know it's he won them, whatever. You got the Mickey Mouse one, right?
Yeah.
You got the Cleveland when
that was valid. 3-1. That was one of the greatest ever, to be honest. Titles ever. Yeah. Yeah.
But the Draymond Green stuff though, with the suspension, there was a lot of stuff going on.
Still, to come back from 3-1, I mean, that's
for sure.
Yeah. And against that team, 73-9.
That San Antonio when they choked, like up like.
Oh yeah, 70, the Ray Allen 3.
30 seconds left.
Yeah.
He could easily have 1.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's real close to only having 1 title.
And Jordan never went to a game 7 in the finals.
That's true. That's true.
Like, yeah, how many finals did LeBron lose?
And he's lost 6?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was it six? Was it two with Miami, one with three with Cleveland, or four with Cleveland?
Young with Cleveland.
Young with one. Cleveland. That was Mike Brown. Mike Brown one, Cavs.
two with Miami.
That's a lot.
Three.
And then another two with Cleveland.
I think four and six.
It's so hard to get to the finals, though, too. It's impressive that he's got to that many.
Yeah, it's true.
It's crazy.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, that first Cavs finals, like, that team was terrible. Like,
yeah, they should have been there. They should have been
it
there.
It was like Antoine Jameson was like the second best player. It was like,
yeah,
what?
Man.
Yeah.
He's been around forever.
I know. It's nuts. It is nuts.
But it'd be very weird when he's gone, though. Him and Steph.
Oh, I know. Like KD. It's not going to feel right at all. I know. So,
who's going to take over the face of the
Wemby? I guess
Wemby.
Yeah, Wembanyama.
He better.
Yeah,
I think the league needs him.
Yeah,
whoever the next draft, that's just taking over. I think Jokic will retire randomly, like within a year or two.
I can see that.
Think so?
Yeah, I can just see him like, all right, I'm out.
I could see that too, and like we'll never hear from him again.
Nope.
You know, he'll just be at the track watching his horses. Horse. His horses. Speaking of horses, horse. That's a good segue.
Sure.
So,
I got a pick. I heard a little thing.
Okay.
Chief Wallaby or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that the name?
That's one of them. Yeah. Let's talk about the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby. And I sent you guys the horses here. Also, the Kentucky Oaks. That's Friday night. So this is actually the first year the Kentucky Oaks, which is that's the 3-year-old fillies, the female horses. They're going to be racing prime time. It's going to be at 8:40 Friday night under the lights. Which, first time.
Is it going to be on NBC?
NBC, yeah. First time they've ever done that. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, and like Portnoy. That. Portnoy has a horse in there.
Is it? It's a gray for sure.
Yeah, lovely gray.
Nah, I knew it.
She was a late draw. Dylan Davis, his favorite jockey, is riding her. So, yeah, we'll see. She's got a shot. I mean, you know, she's going to be 30-1.
Is that his only one that he has?
No, like- he's probably got like 5 or 6 now.
Damn.
Yeah, he's got a good one, Miss Watermelon. She's pretty good. I haven't seen her in a while. I think he had one that just retired, and then I think he's got like 2 or 3 more. But nah, this Lovely Gray is probably his best one. This is probably his best shot. I mean, right now at winning anything. But yeah, let me go through the Derby here. So obviously, 21 horses here. There was a late draw because one of them scratched. If you look at the bottom there, number 21, Great White. So Adam, you remember your horse last year, American Promise?
I do.
This horse is bigger than American Promise.
All right, I'm in. That's my guy.
This horse is a fucking monster. I mean, he lives up to his name, Great White. He's a big gray horse. I don't think he has a shot at all, but I do love this horse. And he'll probably be 80-1. I don't know.
Why don't you think he has a shot?
I think he's more of a miler. So the Derby, they go 10 furlongs. They go a mile and a quarter. It's a long race. Certain horses are bred for like a mile, like or more like sprinter horses, and then certain ones are bred for like long distance. I don't think this horse can get the distance.
But dumb question. How do they determine that?
Just by throwing them out there and seeing...
They test them on.
They test them out. Yeah, they test them out. Yeah, so like.
But what if the horse was tired that day?
You never know, right? Yeah, sometimes you don't know for like a while. You know, that's why it's probably smart to like race your horse more than less. But unfortunately,
okay, let's say I'm like a casual like horse guy. I'm walking into the sports book, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm gonna just bet 3 horses right now, straight to win. I don't want to take a favorite because I want some decent odds.
Yeah.
So what 3 horses would you be like, all right, these 3 have a decent shot. They got good odds. Like, what would you do with that?
So hold on, let me send you, because what I sent you guys doesn't have the odds on it. Does this have the odds? Hold on. Okay, this has the odds on it. I just sent to you. So right now, that is a good question. Right now, three horses I'm looking at that are somewhat long shots that I like. The first one, So Happy, the number eight horse. So this horse won the Santa Anita Derby, which is Santa Anita's in L.A., in Pasadena. His trainer, Mark Glatt, like, good guy, just known around the sport, good guy. His wife just passed away, like, a few months ago. Really sad. So he's kind of like the sympathetic pick, so to speak. But he's actually a good horse. And he's going to be... He's 15-1 right now. But I think because of this whole story with the wife, he might get bet down a bit.
Okay.
Because they like to do this around the Derby, right? They like horses that have like a story to them. And that's this horse's story. But this horse is actually pretty fast. His progeny shows he can probably get the distance. And he's got Mike Smith on him. So Mike Smith, the jockey, he's 60 years old. 60!
Oh my
God. No shit.
Yeah. Hall of Fame jockey. He's won the Derby twice, including once with Justify, which was a Triple Crown winner. That's the last Triple Crown winner. That was in 2018. And he's been in the Derby more than any other jockey in history. I think like 26 times. So you got the Hall of Fame jockey. You got the sad story. But the horse is actually pretty good. So that's one. So Happy, the number eight horse. Another one I'll give you. Pavlovian. So Pavlovian, that's the number 16 horse. This horse is a throwback. He's got 10 starts. More than any starts. He's raced more than any other horse on the board.
He's the vet.
He's the vet. And so that's like an old school horse. This is what they used to do.
With 10?
Yeah, he's raced 10 times.
But that's not a lot.
I know. But that's how little... They race these horses are only 3 years old. So horses don't start racing until they're 2. Sometimes, actually, a lot of them won't race until they're 3, to be honest. Like, for example, this horse, Emerging Market, that's the number 15 horse. He's only raced twice.
Wow.
And no horse, only one horse in the history of the Kentucky Derby, in 152 or 151 Kentucky Derbies, only one horse has won off of 2 starts, and that was in 1883. this horse called Leonidas. So, you know, this Emerging Market, the 15, he's a nice horse. He's a Chad Brown horse. But again, he's going, you know, not a lot of horses have won off of 2 starts. But Pavlovian, 10 starts. He's a grinder. His trainer and ownership group have won the Kentucky, have won the Derby twice. So this would be going for like the hat trick. And this horse just competes every race. He's going to be 30-1. I actually have a future bet on him.
30 to 1. Okay.
Yeah, he's also a gray. I could see him being there. Even if he doesn't win, I could see him getting in the superfecta. So I like that one. And then the number 19, Golden Tempo. So this horse, his sire, which is basically his father, is Curlin. Curlin's a legendary horse, bred for the distance. So we know he can get the distance. Good trainer, Cherie DeVoe. She's actually a woman trainer. She's really good, though. And he's got a good jockey, Jose Ortiz, who's IRAD's brother. And some argue he's even better, but IRAD's the greatest jockey in the world, so I don't think so. But he's also 30-1. He'll be coming late. He likes to sit way back and do like a late run. So if there's like... They're saying this Derby is like really fast. Like all the horses are like, there's a lot of fast horses in this. Usually if there's like a fast pace, you like a closing horse who comes off the pace, so to speak.
So right, like, right. So like, it kind of like, it keeps up with the pace, but then
like
kicks it into gear.
Like they're horses, they're animals. So they're like herd animals. So sometimes if there's like three or four horses that are all dueling with each other, they almost like slow down a little bit, and then like you'll have a horse like a Golden Tempo who comes from the back and just passes right by them because he's reserved a lot of his energy.
Energy,
yeah.
I think I'm sold on Golden Tempo. I think you got me there.
Yeah, Golden Tempo, and he looks great. Yeah, he looks great. Like he's just like a nice looking horse. So those are like my three long shots. You know, I'm probably going to do maybe like a little something on Golden Tempo.
All three of them, trifecta.
I won't do that. I mean, if that hit.
put a couple bucks, yeah, why not?
I mean, yeah, why not, right? But let me talk about the three favorites. So you got Renegade, Commandment.
Wallabies?
Yeah, I'll get to Chief Wallaby. Renegade, Commandment, and Further Ado. Now, talking about Irad Ortiz, probably the best jockey in the world right now. He rode all three of these horses. You can only pick one. Mike Rapoli. We know Mike Rapoli. His horse is Renegade. So Mike gets Irad. So Irad's going to run Renegade. What's that?
Renegade's a Todd Pletcher horse. Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Yep. All right. And that's Juice. That's your guy. Yep. Yeah. So he's got Todd Pletcher. Mike Rapoli's never won the Derby. He's dying to win a Derby. Irad Ortiz, best jockey in the world, never won a Derby. Never won. Todd Pletcher's won the Derby, I think, two or three times. So he's won it. But the problem with Renegade is he's on the rail. He's in the one slot. That's not a great place to be, but you do have Irad Ortiz who can navigate
around. Stupid question. How do they determine that? Is that a random draw?
Yeah, they do a random draw. They did it last Saturday. So, yeah.
Rapoli watching that was probably like,
oh, yeah. Of course he tweeted. He's like, yeah, so what? We got the one. We're still going to win. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. You know how he is. Commandment, quite honestly, Commandment, I think, is the best horse in the field. I think he's the most complete horse. He's what they call tactical. He can win in so many ways. And the problem with him, he's getting his third jockey in his last three races. So that worries me a little bit. Is Luis Saez, who's one of my favorite jockeys. He's really good, but I don't know. It's just like, I just don't like that. And then Further Ado, very fast horse. Smaller horse, but like really fast. The problem is he's at his two best races were on one racetrack, the Keeneland racetrack. And, you know, people are saying, oh, he's not as good at other tracks. I mean, we'll find out. He's got John Velasquez, another Hall of Fame jockey. He's won the Derby three times. So he couldn't have asked for a better jockey on him. And I have a future. Right. So there was a couple of futures that I put in like months ago. It was like a Oaks Derby future, like a double. So I got Renegade and Further Ado. And then moving over to the Oaks, I need this horse called Bella Ballerina, which I'll get into. But who else on the Derby? All right, so let's talk about the Puma. I'll get to Chief Wallaby. Let's talk about the Puma. So, Paul, you saw
that's a good name. I like that name.
Yeah, great name. Cool horse, too. I've won some money with this horse. The ownership group for this horse and trainer, they won with a horse called Mage 3 years ago. Very similar horse to this one. Paul, you watched that that race for the crown last year?
Yeah.
You remember that guy, Michael Ivarone, the Guido looking guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got a minority stake in this and in the Puma. And it was just announced Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Now I have a minority stake in the Puma. So my guess is post time, this will be the favorite. Just given Taylor Swift's involved and the name will probably be the favorite. So I probably won't be betting it, but cool horse, has a shot. Now, Chief Wallaby, people love this horse. And people love this horse because it's Bill Mott trained. Bill Mott is like everyone's favorite trainer, like horse fans' like favorite trainer.
Francesco was saying, he's like, that's how I heard about it. And he's like, this guy, he doesn't normally talk about the horse. He talks about this horse.
Exactly. Exactly. Bill Mott's usually very humble. And he's been gushing about this horse. He was a trainer for Sovereignty, who won it last year. So the Chief Wallaby, very similar. They actually look the same. They're very similar horses. My problem with him, he didn't race as a two-year-old. He's only had three races, and they're adding blinkers to him. So blinkers are like, I don't know if you ever seen like the horses, they'll have like the almost like that mask on.
To cover their eye. Yeah.
Well, they have their eyes. They have to see. But like, yeah, like
no, not cover their eyes, but it covers.
It blocks
the eyes open.
It blocks the side. It keeps you focused because this horse, if you see it in his past races, he's like looking into the, like his head's cocked to the right. He's like looking at the crowd while he's running. So he's worried too much about the horses around him. So they put blinkers on so he could focus and just run straight and not worry about the horses on either side.
Oh, it's like an ADD horse. They got to keep
basically,
it.
Basically, yes. That's a good way to phrase it. A horse has never won the Derby first time blinkers. So that's interesting. Hmm. But everyone's like, but it's Bill Mott. You got to trust Bill Mott. Which is true. Bill Mott is, he's a legendary trainer. Maybe the best ever.
You bet on something to happen that's never happened.
Right. And there's a few things that have, like, for example, going back to Golden Tempo, his trainer, Cherie DeVoe, woman trainer. Yeah. No woman trainer has ever won the Kentucky Derby.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. So,
this is going to be a good feel-good story no matter what, I feel like, with this one.
Right. If So Happy wins.
First-timer.
Yeah. Emerging market, you know, like I said, no horses, one off two starts since 1883.
When were women allowed to start training? Like 2007.
I know, right? I feel like in horse racing, there's a lot of women in horse racing though, like jockeys, trainers, like analysts. Like there actually is a lot of women in it. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't come around for a while. What other horses can I talk about here? Danon Bourbon, Japanese horse.
Oh,
there's something very interesting about this horse. So 2 years ago, there was a horse in the Derby, Forever Young. He lost at the wire, like by a nose.
I remember this.
Yeah. And he lost to Mystic Dan. And then Sierra Leone, Chad Brown's horse. Like the three of them, it was like a dead heat almost, but Mystic Dan just got him. And I had money on Mystic Dan, so that was a nice one. So Forever Young is one of the best horses in the world now. He won the Breeders' Cup this fall. People are saying this Danon Bourbon, like when Forever Young was his age, was slower than this horse. Like this horse is like already like has milestones that have surpassed Forever Young. So there are a lot of people who are high on this Danon Bourbon. The problem is in Japan, they run the other way. You know, they don't run the same.
What, they weren't counterclockwise?
Yes. They run the other way, so there's that. You don't know who he's competing against. Like, no one knows the other horses, right? So there's a lot of mystery, you know? No one knows the jockey, the trainer. No one knows anything. There's another Japanese horse, too, Wonder Dean. He's a long shot.
Did the Japanese horse win recently, or no?
The Breeders' Cup. So the Breeders' Cup in the fall, which is, you know, almost just as big as the Derby. But the Derby is the biggest. So Forever Young won that. Forever Young's one of the best horses in the world. So the Japanese, they have good horses, but a Japanese horse has never won the Derby. So,
Japan getting more into it with the racing now?
Oh, it's huge there. Huge.
It's huge.
Huge.
Really?
Japan and Hong Kong, it's massive.
Makes sense. Gambling culture.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Totally.
Like one of the biggest sports. Europe, it's huge. Australia. Those are like the big hotbeds. What other horses can I mention? Full Effort's kind of like a turf horse. Long shot. There's a couple of, you know, Bob Baffert. He's got two horses. Litmus Test, Patente. People like Patente. It's a long shot, but I'm like rooting against Bob Baffert winning. I'm rooting against Chief Wallaby winning only because Bill Mott, as great of a trainer he is, he's really conservative. And like with Sovereignty last year, he refused to race him in the Preakness. So that means no Triple Crown winner, which sucks. Which sucks because the horse probably would have won. He raced in the Belmont and he fucking like dominated. So it's like, you couldn't just race him back 2 weeks later. So, you know, I'm scared that if Chief Wallaby wins, he's going to do the same thing again. And it kind of just robs the horse racing fans of like any excitement there, you know? And then if Emerging Market wins, that sets a bad precedent because that shows like, we don't need to race our horses. Go into the race, two starts and win, you know? So I wouldn't like that either.
Based on this breakdown, for me.
Yeah, sorry. I just threw a lot at you guys. Sorry.
Golden Tempo and Pavlovian are calling my name.
Yeah, I mean, listen, There's 20 horses. Anything can happen in the Derby. In 2022, the longest shot on the board won. Rich Strike, 80-1. I mean, you know, it happens, right? A favorite hasn't won the Derby in like, what is it, like 5 or 6 years or 7 years or something like that? It's been a while.
Stay away from the favorite.
That's why, fuck it.
Big like, Brown?
Especially you guys who don't really, you know, this is probably the only day of the year you'll bet it, you know, like, fuck it. Just, yeah. This is definitely a good year to bet a long shot. That's all I'm saying. So,
right.
Seems like, yeah.
With that like being it. Said, with that being said, the favorite probably will win, but
Botched, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, it's worth a shot. Now, if you're into it, you got the Oaks on Friday. There is a bet on FanDuel Racing or Twin Spires or Drift, whatever you use. It's like an Oaks Derby double. So that might be fun to play if you want. So I'll talk about like the Oaks horses. So Rapoli and Pletcher have a horse in here as well. The number two, Zany. And Irad's going to be riding that as well. So there's a chance Rapoli, Pletcher, Irad can hit this Oaks Derby double. It's like in play. So that's the favorite right now. But, I'm not that high on her. I think she's kind of regressed a little bit. Horses I'm looking at, I like Bella Ballerina, and she's a good price.
I was going to say, just based on names, Bella Ballerina, that sounds like a...
Yeah,
like a good
one. So she's 12-1. Her trainer, Brendan Walsh, she's like one of my favorite trainers, Irish trainer. He does really well, especially in Kentucky. The jockey, Tyler Gaffleone, he's one of the best jockeys at Churchill Downs. And this horse, I mean, she's won 3 out of 4. She lost her last race, but the horse she lost to, she came in second. The horse she lost to scratched from the race. So I think she's got a good shot. Always a runner. That's another Chad Brown horse. She's looked really good. Only 2 starts, but she's looked really good. Prom Queen. But my issue with Prom Queen is she's only raced at like one racetrack, Gulfstream. I like horses who have like raced, you know, multiple places.
Yeah, I gotta test it makes that.
Sense. Yeah. Makes sense. There's some West Coast horses, Meaning. People like Meaning. I'm not high on her. Explorer, that's a Baffert horse. You know, she's got a good shot. Percy's Bar, that horse is pretty good. It's tough, man. This is a tough. Both races are really hard. They're really hard this year. And then you got Lovely Gray. You got the Portnoy horse, 15th hole. So,
I feel like he has a lot of luck, so he'll probably win.
I'm going Bella Ballerina all day.
Hell yeah. That's who I'm rooting for just because I have some futures with her. I have Bella Ballerina into Further Ado, Bella Ballerina into Renegade. Those are some future bets I made. I also have Zany into Further Ado. And then I'm probably gonna do another Oaks Derby double, but I think I'm gonna do it with Bella Ballerina, maybe Always a Runner, and then in the Derby, Pavlovian and Golden Tempo. And if that hits, that's gonna pay. It just depends how many units I put on it. But yeah, you're right, Paul. Like Portnoy, right? He wins everything.
Yeah.
Think about it. If there's any sort of conspiracy theories out there, that horse is winning, right? Because it's the first year, it's prime time, under the lights. He's a big name, right? It's like, how do you get people into the game? It's like, oh, Dave Portnoy, Barstool, his horse won. You know, like, I would not be surprised at all.
No.
Would not be surprised at all.
No, I'll throw a little on there.
But yeah, both races are wide open, so... Yeah.
How long is the Derby again? The length?
They go 10 furlongs.
10 furlongs.
Yeah, okay. So it's like a mile and a quarter, I think it is.
Belmont's the longest one?
Yeah, Belmont. Yeah, Belmont. Hold on. Let me just... So Derby... Yeah, Derby's a mile and a quarter. Yeah, the Belmont, they go... How long is the Belmont... It's weird though, since they've been at Saratoga, they do it shorter than usual, which is I don't know why they do that.
You mentioned the post position for who was it? Rapoli?
Yes.
He's the one, right?
Yeah, Renegade.
what? That's like a tough position. What's considered the best position?
It's a good question. I'd say anywhere between, like, I think the five has won the most Kentucky Derbies.
Five?
Yeah, okay. But that horse right to party. I mean, that horse is a shot maybe to get in, like, the superfecta, but that would be the shocker of all shockers if that horse wins. Kenny McPeak, he was actually the trainer for Mystic Dan, the horse that won 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He was big in Race for the Crown, yeah. Good trainer, but and then Chris Elliott, that kid's like 19 years old, the jockey. He's pretty good though.
How old?
He's 19.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So you got a 19-year-old jockey and a 60-year-old jockey.
Crazy, right? What other sport do you see that?
You gotta love it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. John Velasquez, who's on Further Ado, who I talked about before, Hall of Fame jockey. I think he's pushing 62. He's pretty old, and he's still at a high level.
You didn't mention Baffert, did you? Or did you?
Baffert. Yeah, no.
Litmus test
and Patente. Litmus test has zero shot. Yeah. That would probably be the biggest shocker if that horse won. But Patente has a shot. I'm seeing people picking him. He lost to So Happy in the Santa Anita Derby. But that's a pretty nice horse. And Juan Hernandez, he's arguably like the best jockey of the California jockeys. So he's got a shot. He's 20-1.
I think he's the only guy with two horses, Baffert.
Brad Cox is three.
Mott. And Riley Mott. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so all right. So Riley Mott is Bill Mott's son. He's got Albus. Albus. No shot. That would be a shocker. Incredibolt, though, is a pretty nice horse. My problem with Incredibolt is he's had the longest layoff of any of the horses. He won the Virginia Derby. That was like the first prep race of like the prep races.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a while. So that horse is a long layoff. I don't know. But that horse has won on the track. It's won on Churchill before. So Incredibolt, I've seen people high on that horse. So as a shot. That'd be interesting if Riley Mott, you know, wins the year after his dad won. But Brad Cox actually has the most horses. He's got Commandment, Further Ado, and Full Effort. And two of those horses are going to be favorites, so he's got a really good shot. He's only won the Derby once, and it was by disqualification. He won by default. The horse that actually won was disqualified. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is the year Brad Cox, you know, actually physically wins a Derby. But should be fun. Obviously,
tremendous breakdown.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Yeah, I've been like locked in.
We gotta get a timestamp on this because I know a lot of people are gonna want to hear this.
Yeah, so. I'll have to look back. I could put that in the description.
Impressive. Really, really impressive. Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, this has been, you know, I've been like locked in on this. And then obviously there's some really good races Friday and Saturday, like undercards Friday and Saturday, but you know, we'll be here all fucking night if I got it to that. But you know, I could give you some names. I'll text you guys some names, you know, if you want to indulge. But obviously, like I said, if you're not just going to play the Derby, the Oaks Derby double I think is a fun bet to play around with, because you could pick as many horses as you want in each race,
right?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I like it. I think I'm gonna stay away from the Taylor Swift one, though.
The Puma?
No, thank you.
It sucks because I really like that horse, but the price is not going to be good.
No. Yeah, everyone is going to be like the random girls, like, oh yeah,
yeah. I don't know if it's gotten out there yet. I'm sure like day of it probably will, but
yeah.
But that's a nice horse. I mean, the Puma definitely has a shot. So. We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of stars out, right? A lot of celebrities there.
Oh yeah, always. I'd love to go. But the prices are ridiculous. I mean, we could talk about the World Cup, how like ridiculous that is. But yeah, Kentucky Derby's not, it's stupid how expensive it is.
How much is it like to get in?
To get in the building. Probably at least $1,000 to get in the building, I think.
Just to get in?
I don't know. Like, you know what? Yeah. I haven't really looked into it. I mean, I just I see people posting about it, like on Twitter and stuff, but to be honest, I have not looked into it at all. And I don't know how I'd feel, because if you ever see Churchill, it's huge. I don't know how I feel about, like, sitting way up top for horse racing, you know what I mean? I'd rather...
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that. Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Like, at Saratoga, you could be, like, right on the fucking gate there, like, right on the rail, you know? It's like, why do I want to be in the upper deck watching... watching horse racing. I'd rather just stay home.
And I can't imagine how much like the hotels and Airbnbs are.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If you're traveling.
Yeah, the flights and just the whole shebang. It's a spectacle for sure. It would definitely be probably like the top thing I'd want to go to sporting event. But who knows? Maybe one day. I'll meet a guy, hook it up. You know.
Yeah.
Meet a guy at Saratoga. I don't know.
Maybe one day you'll buy your own horse, you know?
That would be, I mean, you know, you guys all probably, you know, it's like if you ever had some money, like what would you do? Would you, you know, buy a sports franchise or whatever? I'd be like Rapoli. I'd be buying some horses. He buys horses. He buys sports leagues. he buys all types of shit, but he's a billionaire.
Pie, oh my.
She was a good filly.
Ralph Cifaretta.
She was a good filly. Rest in peace. Yeah. No, I definitely, if I had some money, I would definitely buy horses. It seems fun. So
what do you do? Like a bunch of different combos, like trifectas?
Yeah, I don't want to go too crazy.
Doubles.
I don't want to overdo it. I mean, I've won money the last 2 years, but I don't want to overdo it. Like Breeders' Cup, I went too crazy. It was like not good. No, I'm gonna cap myself a little bit. I mean, I already got some futures. I got a win bet on Pavlovian future and a couple those doubles I was telling you guys. But no, I'll probably play another double, and then I'll probably play some pick fives, like late pick fives. So basically, like pick the last five races. You got to pick them each race. It's like a parlay, but in a row.
For the winner, it's got to be the outright winner.
It's got to be the outright winner for the last five races. Each one.
I mean, that's gotta pay insane.
Yeah, I mean, I've hit pick fives before. I mean, I've shared them with you guys. It's just it depends on the prices. Like if it's all chalk, sometimes it doesn't pay at all. But yeah, I mean, if you get some prices, yeah, it could pay. Especially Kentucky Derby. I mean,
the only thing I don't like though is like you'll do the bet right, and then you win. Like when you put it in, it was 30-1. But then after, if you win, it changes.
Well, yeah, that's a big problem. That's a big problem.
It should lock in. Like that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's parimutuel betting. Yeah, I mean, a lot of horse people are arguing for fixed odds. Like,
why don't they?
That you should have the option for fixed odds. You know, it's like when you go to bet, it's like you can either do the fixed or the parimutuel. Like you have a choice. Right. And I wouldn't be surprised if some tracks end up doing that, you know? I don't know if all tracks will do that, but I could see some tracks playing with it. Actually, I heard Monmouth might do that, matter of fact. So
yeah, I don't get why. It's like, hey, I bet this at 30-1.
I want 30-1. Yeah.
I want 30-1. Like, and then
the way it's going with gambling where it's like so mainstream, like you'd probably pick up so much more action that way.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that horse racing should be doing to pick up new bettors, and they're just not. They're not like Rapoli. He argues this. Portnoy argues this. A lot of people are like screaming, like we need more. Like for example, like a parlay. Like why can't I play, this race at this track, this race at this track, this race at this track? Why can't I parlay those three races? No, you have to bet like you can only bet these races in a row at this track. You know what I mean?
And then also cross match it with like Nick's money line.
Right. Like, why can't I do that? Exactly. Yeah. That would be awesome. Or why can't I bet like I read Ortiz today to have over under 3.5 wins. You know what I mean? Like something like that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. It's always felt like horse racing is a lot more complicated to bet. And also it is. You can't bet it on the same platform as I can't just go, hey, let me log into I can't log into FanDuel or whatever. Like I got to go on like a race book, you know, and I got to figure this out.
Well, they have FanDuel Racing. Actually, in Jersey, I think it's TVG or something like that.
Right, but still, it's like a separate thing.
It's a separate thing.
It opens up. I'm like, why does it?
Yeah, it's a separate thing.
Separately.
And you're right. Betting on the horses, it's really hard. I'm still learning. You know what I mean? And it's really like kind of like one of the only things I bet at this point. But like I'm still learning. It's really hard. But yeah, they gotta get with the times. They gotta have more options. You know,
does it show the odds fluctuating?
Yeah,
during the race or
A big problem right now is the cause. You know, the computer assisted wagering that's going on that you probably see Portnoy tweet about and stuff. Like, it's a big problem. So there's like these whole syndicates that are betting like after the horses like after the post time, like after they like already break through the gate. So like you'll bet a horse, that horse would be 8-1. As it's rounding the first turn, it's like 4-1. As it's fucking winning the race, it's like 3-1. You know what I mean? That happens like all the time. And it's like criminal. So it's a big problem in horse racing right now.
It's crooked for sure.
Oh my God. It's terrible. You know? You shouldn't be allowed to like bet like, I don't know, after the fucking horses break through the gate. That's insane. So
and like that's never gonna go in your favor. So like if you do a 30-1, right, horse.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like after the first turn, it's at like 2-1. You're like, what the hell? Like,
well, that would be crazy. I've never seen that. Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like if it gets chopped in half or like 2/3, it's like, man, my odds just went down a ton.
Yeah. You just lost a ton of money. Lost out on a ton of money. Yeah.
You bet like a 3-1 horse, right? And all of a sudden the first turn, it starts going to like 30-1. It's like, wow, I'm done. Because you know that they know something. Right?
Yes. Like, that happens all the time. It's a big problem in horse racing right now. Big problem.
And like, how do they know? Like, how do they know? It's so weird to me.
I know. Well, I think these syndicates, they're putting in thousands of like variables, like different odds, like different plays, like different. They'll put in like 100 different pick five plays, or you know whatever. So like, they're always going to win somehow. I don't know. I don't know how it goes on behind the scenes, but
it's kind of like arbitrage type stuff.
Yeah.
They're always getting a profit from every race, no matter what the outcome is.
Yeah, it's
that's what it seems like. They're just gaming the system.
Yeah, it's bad. Something's got to happen, but
yeah, I like it though. I gotta plug this into the AI, the summary, and for your stuff.
Yeah. Hopefully we hit. You know, but definitely if there's any year to play some long shots, it's this year. Both races.
All right.
Oaks and the Derby.
Good to know.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything can happen. There's a lot of good horses in both races. I don't know. It's tough. Like I said, though, watch the favorites win both, but hey, why not? Last year was just like, there was two like gorillas, you know, Sovereignty and Journalism. This year, I don't know. There's a lot of good horses. So we'll see.
And this is Saturday, right?
Yeah. Saturday.
Like 5:20?
No, 6:20, probably 6:30. Be like 7 o'clock. It's always like, I feel like 6:50 or 6:55 or something like that.
Oh, that late?
Yeah, it's always like late evening, I feel like, you know? I think that's when it goes off around there. But yeah, the Oaks Friday night, though, under the lights, that'd be kind of cool. So,
yeah, I like that prime time.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. See where that goes. And
I'm ready.
Yeah, Reggie Miller kept talking about it. He's like, I like the Puma. Everyone likes the Puma.
No, definitely not taking Puma.
I saw John Fanta is like really involved now. You see that?
I like him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's going to be doing. I guess he's going to be like on the track telecast. So that's cool.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yeah, but what else? Damn, that was a long time. we did the horses for a while there.
Love it.
Yeah. What else? What's everyone watching? Anything? Euphoria is back.
Yeah, I watched one. It's all right.
Adam, you don't watch Euphoria, right?
I have never seen an episode.
Okay, yeah. Juice, you watching it?
I haven't watched this season, but I was deterred because I read some reviews and they said it was bad, and then I was like, whatever.
First two episodes were pretty bad. Yeah, I haven't watched the third episode yet. But the first two.
I hate when shows just go like, you can't go 4 years.
I know.
Between seasons. Like, I'm over it.
I know. Yeah.
And like, multiple people died.
I know that too. Well, actually, Well, Fez, he passed. Rest in peace. But that other dude, the druggy dude, he actually didn't die.
Oh, no?
No, that was a rumor. He's very much alive. Yeah. Katie and I were shocked, too. We, like, looked it up. We're like, oh, that guy's alive. Never mind.
What the fuck?
But Eric Dane, very sad. He died. So, yeah. Multiple people did die. Yes, yes.
ALS, right?
ALS, yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
McSteamy.
Yeah, it's awful, man. But, yeah, they could have done without the show. They could have done two seasons and ended it. I mean, we'll see. I'm still gonna watch it, but yeah, it seems very forced, first two episodes. So I don't know.
Yeah, other than like, there's not much. I can't think.
I know. I'm not. I mean, I've been binging Eastbound and Down.
Oh, it's that classic.
Yeah, it might be the greatest comedy ever. I mean, it's incredible. So I'm almost done with that. But yeah, other than that. Nothing.
I'm you like beers? Nothing.
What's that?
You like beers?
You like beers?
You remember that at the baseball game?
At the baseball game, yeah, yeah.
The little guy, yeah.
No, it's such a good show, Stevie. That guy kills me.
Oh, man.
And a lot of good guest appearances in it too. McConaughey, Will Ferrell, Craig Robinson. Yeah, a lot of good guest spots.
Your Friends and Neighbors, I gotta watch again, season 2.
Yeah.
Oh, it's out?
Yeah, it's out.
I love the first season.
I guess it's really good. I guess I just gotta pay for Apple because you can't use other people's Apple logins. No, Apple,
it's worth it. I think Apple's good.
Because I saw that
you might have to look into Apollo.
I know. I actually have.
I'm thinking about it, but I heard like I was reading reviews now. Like, have you been having issues with connection? At all?
No. The only problem I have is like when I watch sports, but
that's it. But the connection's like good.
I have the Nets app, so I just watch the Nets separately.
Oh, okay. Wait, I'm sorry. It wasn't connection. It was more like channels are disappearing and not coming back.
Oh.
Oh, that? I don't know. I guess I don't watch enough to even notice. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's probably like people who are watching like who knows what, like all the time. So.
So. A couple we're friends with up here. They have, God, I always forget the freaking name, but they have this. I don't know what it is. I think it's like a box. Is Apollo like a box or is it just like a streaming? It's a streamer. Okay. They got like this box. I got to get the name of it. I'll text it to you guys, but it's this box and literally has everything.
Yeah, I think my uncle has that.
You know what I'm talking about? Every channel, every movie ever made, every TV show ever made, every channel.
Find out.
Everything. Like, literally anything you can think of, it has in this, like, box.
And my uncle has it, and he's so delighted by it that every time I go to his house, we got to spend 45 minutes of him explaining to me how good it is.
Pick a movie.
I'm just like, yeah, man, that's cool, but.
Wait, but does it have like live like
everything.
Sports and everything?
Yeah, he's like, check this out. You can watch this. We're watching sports. He's got the JohnElway.com. I'm like, this is great, man. Like, but you explained all this last time.
But like everything, it's like, oh, I feel like watching this movie. Boom, you can watch it. I feel like watching this show. I can watch it, and then you can watch anything on live TV. Yeah, it was like, and it's not that much. It was like $300 something
for the year.
No, it was just like in general. I think you just buy the box and like that's it. Like for life.
That's like a cable bill for a month. What the fuck?
Yeah. And it's like, I think about it every so often. I'm like, I turn to Katie. I'm like, why don't we just get this already? Like, because I'm sick of fucking like trying to figure out this and that. And HBO goes up $1. Annoying. And I'm like, what? This is stupid. Like, you know? So, yeah.
Cable, man.
I'll get the name. Everything. I'll get the name of it.
Yeah. Find out.
Yeah.
Maybe that sounds good.
Yeah. So, anyway, what else? What else? Anything? Did we get to everything?
I think so.
I think we caught up on everything.
Detroit won tonight.
They did win. Okay. And then who's
Cade had 45.
Toronto's about to maybe pull this off.
Okay.
Nah, Cleveland's up big now.
Yeah.
Oh, they took a leap. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're up 8. Minute 40.
Adam, you're in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's your problem with Apollo.
Yeah.
Mark Price is still in the Cavs.
That's a name. It's a throwback.
Craig Elo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're done. Cleveland's going to win.
Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well.
And let's go Lake Show tonight. Let's go Lakers.
Yeah, they'll close it out tonight. They'll close it out tonight.
And then tomorrow.
They better. I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Reeves is back, too. So that's big.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When's Luka coming back?
What time does the Laker game start?
10.
What time is it now?
Any minute.
Oh, any minute. Now, yeah.
Yeah, like right after this game, I think.
Yeah, Luka, they're probably just they're like, yeah, just chill. Like, we're not going to need you this series. So.
No, but I think he might not be ready for next series either.
Yeah, oh, really? Wow.
It's the hamstring, so.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder how LeBron feels about that. Cause, you know, it's like the ball in his hands more, you know?
You know how crazy Luka's numbers were.
I know.
I don't think they're playing together. Look it up. He averaged 34 points and 9 assists. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He's doing that with LeBron James on the team. And Austin Reeves, who's not too shabby. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
How about Luke Kennard?
Luke Kennard.
Lefty Hive.
Playing well.
Lefty Hive.
So many whites on that team.
A lot of whites.
J.J. Redick.
Whites are back. Cooper Clay, rookie of the year.
Oh, wait, that's official? Cooper got it?
Yeah, Cooper got it.
Yeah, I think you had to give it over Khan. I mean, Khan was great, but...
Another white.
Cooper, white American, too. A lot of white Americans. We got to specify here, you know?
Yeah.
That are really good now. So. All right, guys. I think we said it all.
When is the NBA lottery again, Adam? May 10th, right?
May 9th, Mother's Day. It's going to be 3 p.m. We got Mr. Whammy on the bus right now trying to get over there. So.
He can't fly.
Nice.
He can't play. He's too old to fly.
Oh, man.
So that's
how old is he?
He's like, I don't know. His wife just died. He's like a million.
Oh, shit. Really?
Wait, where is it?
It's in Chicago.
Wow. Oh, it was always in Secaucus, I thought.
Yeah, now this year it's in...
Now it's a big spectacle, right?
Yeah.
This poor old man has to get in a car and drive to Chicago?
He just drives back? He just turned 90.
What's he going to do? Is he going to like do the whammy to like the balls or no?
Well, he's not allowed inside. Like, he's going to be in the viewing room because your fans aren't allowed technically inside, but they're just bringing him in. Like, he's basically a rabbit's foot.
Yeah.
To them.
Okay. So, yeah.
But I like I've been saying on Twitter, like, I don't care what pick they get.
You're good, but you're going to get top three.
I hope. But like, I like these prospects. I don't trust any more than any others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, whoever they get, I'll be happy with, you know? So.
Makes it easier. You don't have to, like...
Yeah, like, I was like, as long as we can get into this top seven, I like all, like, if the worst guy you can get or the lowest pick you can get is an A-cuff, like, that's fine with me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're in a good spot. They're in a good spot. So, definitely next time we meet, we got to, yeah.
A-cuff is going to be good, too. A-cuff's going to be really good.
That's what I'm saying. If he's like Dame Lillard, that's like your seventh pick, I'm like, okay, give me that.
Right. And the Knicks, they got the 24th pick and 32nd. It's good.
Yeah, but the Knicks don't know how to draft.
I went deep on this draft, and like, there's guys. If you watch the tournament at all, like, there's guys in the 40s and 50s that you're going to be familiar with. Like, crazy how deep the draft is. It's pretty insane. So,
yeah,
like at 24, you're going to get a guy that you've watched, which is pretty cool.
Yep. I saw Koa Pete.
Mock to him.
It'd be a good one. I feel like we didn't preview the NFL draft, but I feel like we could preview the NBA draft. It's a little easier to do.
Yeah.
Just because it's less picks.
We've all been following it pretty closely. So
next time we meet, we'll do that. You know,
that'd be great.
We'll talk about the lottery. We'll be deeper into the playoffs here and NBA and we'll go from there.
I've to do a lot of Knicks.
Yeah, hopefully.
For sure.
All right, guys. Take care. Comb your hair.
Later.